I've been guilty of picking on my wife. I think most men have who are husbands. And I think to myself, would I be as willing to pick on my wife if she was Ronda Rousey or Layla Ali? You know, someone who could just take you out? Probably not. And hopefully after today's podcast, men, you're not as quick to pick on your wife because you understand who you're supposed to be and who she is in relation to your relationship with Jesus. And that's where we're going today. Wake the Faith Up, Slayer, Garth Heckman, David Lyons. Again, this series has brought out a lot of questions, ideas, chirping, texts, emails, the like. Keep them coming. I will get back to you. Reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And we're brought to you by Well Built Body, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. And today we wrap up, well, we don't technically wrap up, but we at least get to the men. We've talked about the five things a godly woman needs to do for her husband to save her husband and her marriage. That would be respect, love, honor, serve, submit. And today we're going to ask a question about men and how they can make it easier for men, how they can make it easier for their wives to be able to do that. So let's take a big chunk of scripture out of 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. We'll read through 7. Wives, in the same way, submit yourselves to your own husbands so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of you, a wife. And ladies, this again speaks to the power of submission, but I won't keep getting into that. Verse 2, when they see the purity and reverence of your lives, your beauty should not come from outward adornments such as elaborate hairstyles, the wearing of gold, fine jewelry, or clothes, but rather it should be that of inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. For this is the way the holy women of the past who put their hope in God used to adorn themselves. They submitted themselves to their own husbands like Sarah, who obeyed Abraham and called him her Lord. By the way, my wife doesn't call me Lord. But anyway, you are her daughters if you do what is right and do not give way to fear. Now, sounds like a heavy menu for women to be served up here, but it goes on to men, and here goes with men. Husbands. Dun, 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 dun. In the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life so that nothing will hinder your prayers. So I'm going to digress into a few other verses and just throw this out for men. Ephesians 5:25, husband, love your wives just as Christ loved the church. Christ gave up his life for the church. That's all you have to do, men, as husbands. Now, he did not give it up because she whined. He gave up his life for what was best for the church. Christ did. And husbands, you don't have to die to every single request your wife makes of you unless it is for what is best for your marriage. That's the problem. Sometimes we just don't want to say yes or give in, even though it's what's best. We just get an attitude. But anyway, it's got to be best for both of you. If she says something to you and you bristle, understand that you might have to die to yourself in order to do what's best for her or for both of you, which means you both may disagree at some time and you both need to pray about what is God's direction. Ephesians 5:28. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. I don't know of anyone who hates himself outright. God calls us to love our wives as we love ourselves. That means to love your wife in the way she wants to be loved and not the way you want to be loved. Again, knowing how she wants to be loved versus how you want to love her will benefit your marriage greatly. Ephesians 5:33. Nevertheless, each one of you must also love his wife as he loves himself. And the wife must respect her husband. And you go, Garth, what's the difference between that and the first verse? Well, we are typically pretty forgiving of our mistakes, our sins, our laziness. We let a lot of things slide in our lives with little or no consequence. You know, we're overweight. Well, you know, I'm going to work on that. We're too loud. We're lazy. We don't really read and pray. Some of us have not pushed ourselves to be the best in certain areas. And we're okay with it. I mean, it's just, you know, I've got a lot to deal with, and we have excuses, and we abound, and we let things slide, but if it's our wives, sometimes we're unfair in holding their feet to the fire And Paul is saying, wait a second. You need to treat your wife the same way you treat yourself. Give her some slack. Give her some time. Give her some patience. You give yourself the same thing. Why not give it to her? Colossians 3:19, husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. And the word there harsh means embitter them, to exasperate them, to wear them out to where they just don't care anymore about you or the marriage. And they honestly just don't love you anymore. They're just a roommate. How many husbands have I seen do just that? So here's what you need to do. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, we just read it, says live a life that does not hinder your spiritual walk. Interesting. There's nothing more sexy than a man who loves God, hears God, knows when God speaks to him, has a proven track record of hearing God and obeying him, and with that, who's also willing to admit his mistakes and ask for forgiveness when he blows it, when he thinks he hears God and he doesn't. But I know myself firsthand, and I know from many other healthy marriages, a wife would one time kind of bristle, maybe even a little bit of a feminist, and was not going to submit. And over time, not because the man demanded it, but because the man's relationship with Jesus was so close and so intimate, and he heard God's voice with clarity that the wife finally gave in. She just melted because she saw her husband as Christ. Remember the verse, love our wives as Christ loved the church? That means we are to be Christ to our wives. Boy, I hope my wife sees me as Christ, or at least a lot like Christ. And so men, the question today is, do you make it easy for your wives to respect you, to love you, to honor you, to serve you, and to submit to you as their husband? Because the truth is, we love to hear these sermons when it's to our wives, but the truth is, you have to hold the example and be like Christ in order for her to want to do that. Remember yesterday, you don't demand your wife to do that. She has to want to do that because it's who you are. It's what you embody. That's your job number one in your marriage, to be like Christ in such a way that these other things that she's called to do, she does them with grace. Next Monday, we're talking about what is the Jezebel spirit in marriage and how to deal with it. And until then, keep slaying giants.